Millions of Iraqi voters turned out this weekend for a referendum on whether to adopt a new national constitution. According to the Associated Press, election officials in Baghdad said that preliminary indications point to the constitution being adopted, with tight security and a driving ban designed to thwart car bombings. The voting came off with little violence, but shortly after the ban was lifted, two mortar shells landed in Baghdad's green zone where ballots are being counted. Washington Post reporter Steve Finneroo has been following the election, and he joins us from Balad, Iraq, north of the capital. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Tell us a little bit about what you saw in Balad. How was the turnout there yesterday? Were people enthusiastic?
Yeah, they were. I was embedded with the U.S. military, the 5th Battalion of the 7th Cavalry Regiment here, and I followed them around as they were supporting the referendum. And I spent the morning out in Isaki, which is a small Sunni Arab town. By the time I got there in the morning, the polls had just opened, and the turnout was already pretty heavy. I was in Iraq in January for the parliamentary elections, and I was in Mosul, which is a Sunni Arab city, and I saw exactly four voters the whole day. And yesterday I saw four voters in the first few seconds. And the people were streaming into the city. They were walking in groups. There was a driving ban inside the city, so many were showing up at the front entrance to the city and then walking the rest of the way through Iraqi police checkpoints, Iraqi army checkpoints, and then finally to the polling center itself.
Were you able to talk with any voters? And if so, what did they tell you?
I did. It was interesting. When I got there, people were enthusiastic about voting. Not everyone was exactly sure what they were voting for. Virtually no one I had talked to had actually read the Constitution. Most of them said that they had been told to vote by either their tribal leaders or their religious leaders. Unanimously in the Sunni Arab area in Ishaki, where I was, people were telling me they were going to vote no. One thing that I thought was interesting was that outside the polling center, there were literally dozens of people who had been turned away at this one polling site. They had, when they got there, they had been told that they were expected to vote at another site. And when they talked about this, there was a great deal of suspicion surrounding why they had been turned away. Many people told me they thought that it was that it had been arranged by the Iraqi Electoral Commission to try to keep Sunni Arabs from voting. It fed into what I think is a widespread frustration throughout the country within the Sunni Arab community about what they perceive as their impending marginalization because of the Constitution.
I'm curious, you said you were embedded with a U.S. Army unit. What was their role yesterday? Did they kind of stay in the background, or were they providing security at the polling places?
It's really interesting. You know, the U.S. military went to great lengths to portray the referendum as being very much an Iraqi orchestrated affair. But when you really got into the weeds here, you realize the referendum was essentially being coordinated by the military, and that the security that was being provided was assured by the military. In Balad and the surrounding villages, there were overflights by F-16 fighter jets and Apache attack helicopters, both during the delivery of the ballots and during the referendum itself. The military was not going on to the polling sites, but they were maintaining a very close distance to make sure that if anything happened, that they could rush on the scene and help out. The unit that I was with, I was traveling with the battalion commander, and when we got to Isaki, there was this issue with the polling sites, and he had been there basically just to monitor the situation and check out the polling conditions. But when he got there, he was quickly dragged into this this snafu with the registration, and he grew visibly frustrated because I think that it was his hope that he wouldn't have to be involved in micromanaging the election, but that's exactly what happened.
Washington Post reporter Steve Finneroo joined us from Balad in Iraq. Thanks very much, Steve.
Thank you.